47 minutes after 7 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. It's your 7th day of July. Julie back with us. Why am I not hearing you, Julie? Oh, that's because you're on the wrong microphone.
You're on the wrong mic.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm back now.
Yeah, she's back. Officially, yes. We can hear her now. I'm like, why can't I hear you?
I'm yelling.
That's her Monday blues right there. And this is our Tuesday.
James, how are we doing today?
Good.
All right.
Doing pretty good.
All right. Better get your lottery tickets there, Julie. Get those Zoltar numbers cranking out because tonight... Yeah.
It's a little embarrassing to keep going in with your Zoltar numbers. Oh, it's her again.
How many? Yeah.
With
the Zoltar lady.
She's like, I already have them written down.
Because I just canned them my Zoltar ticket.
It's the Zoltar lady.
These numbers, please.
Well, you know what? You can laugh to the bank if you put $576 million.
Which one's that? Mega?
Tonight, Mega.
The Mega Million.
So it must have...
Yeah, no one won.
No one won.
See, they're waiting for your Zoltar numbers.
You're going to make me have a gambling problem.
No, yeah, no. Welcome to the... Yeah.
Please gamble responsibly.
Zoltar, one more time.
Please gamble responsibly. Get that in there. Today, July 7th, Doc Severinsen. I had a chance when I was in high school, because I played trumpet, to attend... a little get-together with Doc Severinsen.
Was it a class, or you just had a get-together in Custer?
No.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to be up there.
It was in Billings.
You are?
It was in Billings. He put on a little seminar, and there was like four of us.
Wow.
Him. I know. And it was the coolest thing ever.
Four of you.
One of my highlights being in band. Was that right there?
Believe
and
that.
Doc Severinsen turns 99 today.
Wow.
I know.
Cool.
Like he was cool. Played on some night show.
The Tonight Show, Julie.
Okay.
Some night show.
<Can't>
With
remember.
Johnny Carson.
Some night show.
Oh, yeah.
That
was some night show there was.
Well, you know, there's David Letterman.
Yeah.
There was
a gazillion of them. The Late Show, The Tonight Show.
That was the best one.
I didn't know his name.
The Tonight Show was the best with Johnny Carson. You look at some of those episodes, and it's just like, those are priceless. Anyway.
I like the one with Rosie O'Donnell, and she had all the different desks for all our guests. She had like a bunch of, like with each guest that came on, she had like a weird, like makeshift desk that was made out of a bunch of different pieces.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I don't remember that. But I do remember when Johnny Carson used to bring on Jim, he's always bringing on his animals.
Yeah.
You know, they'd have creatures crawling all over Johnny. And, oh, jeez, it was just too fun. Anyway, Doc Severinsen, 99.
So four of you, you'd think they could have gotten more trumpet players to come to this little get-together, but it clearly was a little get-together.
It was. He spent about an hour and a half with us, too.
Like, how did you get into
that? So cool. Well, you could apply for it.
And only four?
And there was like four of us.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. It was way cool. Nice guy. Super nice. Oh, yeah.
Some one-on-one.
Nervous as all get out, you know, because he was on The Tonight Show at the time. And yeah.
He was nervous or you were?
He was
no,
nervous.
That would be me.
Okay.
He was terrified.
Yeah, he was terrified.
He's four kids.
I don't know what to do
There's
with
these
kids.
High school kids playing trumpets. Look out. Ringo Starr, 86.
Wow.
Today.
I didn't realize he was still with us. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, and Paul McCartney, I mean, his birthday is June 18th, but he's what, 82?
Why do you know that?
How do you know that?
Because it's about the same.
Wow.
Random trivia.
That was random.
Because it's the same as my mom's.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, but he's just cut a new album.
Yeah, they all are.
I know.
He's so
still
good.
Music. Yeah, they're all touring and everything else, man. These people are going to go till they have to have oxygen on stage, which Barry Manilow had to just recently.
Does Ringo still play with Paul, or does he do his own thing? Okay.
No. And then today, you know, yesterday, the running of the Bulls was their opening ceremonies. Today is the actual running of the Bulls. Now, you weren't here yesterday.
Yeah, I heard it, though, because I was actually hooking up my horse trailer, but...
No bull trainer.
I can't believe that you want to go run with the bulls.
Totally. That's what I said.
I mean, I'm like, why? A bull will outrun you every day of the week. What is the objective?
I don't know.
Get run
over.
To
get maybe trampled?
No. No. I don't get trampled.
Well, you could. I mean, that's the draw, right?
You just have to be faster than the other people. That's all.
I think you got to be able to dodge and
you have
even.
To be. But it's strategy. It's strategy.
You also get.
You have to be able to dodge.
I mean, I'm all for taking risks, but that one is like what?
Also,
I just think it would be fun.
Get trampled by the people while you're at it, too.
Yeah, that's another thing too. You're tripping over people.
Yeah, I know. That sounds like fun to you.
Yeah, it does.
Okay,
running the bulls.
Why don't you just like?
Let's go see. Jump off. Sprint up the hill.
Growing up on the farm, raising registered Black Angus, we had big Black Angus
bulls.
Yeah,
those are.
Those guys were mean, so I dealt with plenty of those.
Why don't you
growing
just
up?
Jump off the side of a mountain and with a parachute on?
Yeah,
yeah. Do this the squirrel shoot.
Yeah,
boy.
I mean, there's your.
That's
there
crazy.
You go.
I don't know if
that'll
I could
get the
do
heart
that.
Racing.
Not that high up.
No, I couldn't.
That
do
high
it.
Up.
Come on,
that's a hard no.
Like,
if well, it fails, if it fails, it's a quick ending.
First of all. You have to be confident in your abilities to be able to maneuver that.
Yeah.
And to be able
yeah,
to,
I mean,
you know. And
you
if
have
you
have good shoulder muscles.
And if you aren't confident in your ability, then that's changes
the scope.
What if
you have a shoulder cramp?
No, then you're hard banking left or right.
Well, a little poor timing on that one. Anyway, running the bulls all week long.
Joy, all week? It takes a week to run with
that's
the
what
bulls?
I said.
Yeah. Yeah.
They
do it through the July 14th.
They do it in a bunch of different towns, too, I think.
Oh.
A bunch of different cities.
So. Yep. So there you go. Joey Chestnut, iconic, famous
legend.
Hot dog eating
American
contest,
hero.
Big winner.
Of course.
Was he again?
Yeah. Ain't nobody taking his
Did he break
crown.
His own record again?
He didn't break a record, but he did put 66 hot dogs and buns down.
All roads lead to Joey.
Can somebody just do an MRI of his digestive system after that?
You know, I was talking about that with some people yesterday about what is his digestive system like?
Or does he just go purge for several hours?
It just looks like hot dogs.
Jeez.
His whole intestines are just hot dogs.
Ugh.
But I mean, what does that look like after? Like all that sitting in his stomach. Like could someone just rush him in for an MRI so we could see what it looked like?
And then the woman.
That would actually be fun.
And then like 24 hours later, let's just follow it all through his digestive tract.
He's got a hate hot dogs.
No thanks.
No thanks.
Clear to the big finale.
Yeah. And here comes the exit.
All right.
He's got a hate hot dogs.
And
right?
Weighing in at the last.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let's get this back on track here. Mickey Sudo, the woman, entirely unstoppable as well. 12th title. She downed 39 hot dogs.
Is she that tiny little woman? Too,
she is. I think she is pretty small.
There's no way you can like hot dogs, right? If that's
like, can you eat
like you can't go to a barbecue afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, or Joey, not, I mean, you want a hot dog?
A baseball game.
And then they hand you
hey,
one.
You want a hot dog? No, I'm good.
Or I'm good.
You go to a friend's barbecue and they hand you a hot dog. They all kind of side-eye you.
Yeah.
Like, you want just
you
one?
You're going to eat that fast or?
You going to swallow
any toppings?
That's a little slow for you, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, let me get you a cup
water
of water
you
dip it in. Yeah.
Okay.
The only way he eats them.
Yeah.
I need a glass of water with that.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
they mush down the buns in water. Oh.
Yeah. And then they drink that water when they're like.
Yeah. Delicious.
Unbelievable. Okay.
How do you train for that?
Great question.
Eat hot dogs.
Good one, James.
I mean, that's probably the answer.
All right. We're done with the hot dogs. Chocolate day.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah, sure. Love chocolate.
You like chocolate? Actually, chocolate was once used as currency with the Mayans and Aztecs.
Huh.
The cacao beans. So highly used, the form of currency, they used them for currency.
The beans.
So they could buy the beans. So they could buy livestock and clothes. Jeez.
Was that before they realized they could eat it, I guess, as chocolate?
Yeah, I mean.
Just the beans.
Yeah. The cacao bean is so bitter.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's like how did they go? Let's mix this with something.
No,
let's mix it with milk and see what happens.
Yeah,
yeah.
It melts at just below human body temperature, which means when you put it in your mouth, that's why you get that signature smooth feeling when it hits your tongue.
Hmm.
Well, there you go. Chocolate production is highly resource intensive. It takes approximately 400 cacao beans to produce just one single pound of chocolate.
Wow.
Hmm.
The first chocolate treat was a drink 90% of the chocolate's long history was strictly consumed as a liquid. The ancient Mesoamericans drank it as a bitter, frothy beverage mixed with water, chili peppers,
ew,
and cornmeal.
Ew.
Oh. Oh. Chili peppers, I can kind of see.
Man.
Salty and sweet, I guess. Well, I guess it wouldn't be sweet. It'd be all
spicy
bitter.
Spicy and bitter, yeah. Yeah.
The majority of the cacao beans comes from West Africa. Two-thirds of the world's cacao is grown in West Africa, particularly along the Ivory Coast. So, there you go.
I think that's
go.
Like their biggest export is the Ivory Coast, yeah. Is cacao beans. Yeah.
Yeah. The smell of chocolate shifts your brainwaves. Studies show simply smelling chocolate can increase the theta brainwaves, which triggers relaxation and calming.
I can see that.
Yeah. Just go into a chocolate masseuse and just go sniffing around. Sticking your nose in the chocolate. I'm not looking to buy. I'm just smelling.
And the Aztecs drank, the Aztec emperor drank 50 cups a day.
Jeez.
Man. Emperor Montezuma was reportedly a massive chocolate enthusiast.
That's how you get Montezuma's revenge.
Believing it was a powerful aphrodisiac and energy booster, he drank usually 50 golden goblets every day.
I wonder how many ounces were in that goblet.
Yeah.
I'm sure it wasn't small.
Well, I was going to say I'm sure it was smaller. I'm sure it wasn't like a
him against Joey.
Jumbo cup.
Yeah. Tim against Joey. One has hot dogs. One has the not chocolate milk drink.
Chocolate milk, basically. Yeah.
Still, no, that's a lot. No, even if it was like a 6 ounce cup.
No wonder they call it Montezuma's Revenge. That guy his stomach was probably dying. He's like, I don't understand why my stomach hurts all the time.
I'm thirsty. Give me some more chocolate.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me my chili chocolate milk.
Montezuma's Revenge. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we've got some boot kicking to do tonight.
Yeah.
Stick horse races. Pre-registration. 4:30 tonight. Stick horse races at 5. Come on down. Whitney Commons Park. If you can't make it, you can watch it live on sharedmedia.tv, which is on sharedmedia.com. So check all that out. Tonight, we'll have it for you. Busy week, kicking off rodeo week festivities. Up next, Fox News, Swap Shop, Public Pulse. From your Synergy Home Care Studios, you're listening to KROE Sheridan.